One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
B-sides, rare finds, secret shows. Whether it's a must-see concert or a must-have coin, curious types crave interesting experiences. Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.
Sign up with BetMGM Sports using code CHAMPION200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted, with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Harlan Cohen, welcome to Savvy Broadcasting, Life Unscripted. I'm so grateful to have you here today. You are going to talk about your latest book, Win or Learn, and Help Me Harlan is your brand. You're going to help our audience figure out how to win and learn, because that's what it's all about. It's not about losing. It's about you either winning or you're learning. And I love that. It's right behind you on that wonderful t-shirt. But share with the audience a little bit about how you got started in all of this, because you did write a book prior to that, The Naked Roommate, and 107 other issues you might run into in college. Yeah, I can totally relate. Ran into some of those issues myself.
Were you then? Okay. Because some people say I was the naked roommate. No. And I'm always like, too much information. Thank you for that.
No, I didn't need to know that. But I've witnessed a naked roommate. It wasn't,
Right. Well, there are different forms. There are the look at me naked roommate, where they want you to look at them. Then there's the don't look at me naked roommate.
And why are you walking around naked?
Right. Then there's, wait, did you see me naked roommate? So there's it's all different forms, but that's what I do. I break stuff down. I'm really great at helping people to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I love helping people to navigate change. And I'm glad you mentioned the Naked Roommate book, because, you know, when people go from teen to adult, they're really dealing with so many new issues, and there aren't a lot of resources to really know what's coming and then to be able to process them. So, you know, my books, and I wrote a book for expectant fathers. I wrote a book on dating and relationships. I figured out how to find love. So I'm really good with that as well. And then the latest book, Win or Learn, The Naked Truth About Turning Every Rejection into Your Ultimate Success. Mm-hmm. It really is the framework. It's the foundation of what I teach to help people to navigate all these changes. Mm-hmm. What I did is really stripped it down to the studs and say, okay, here's the simplest, easiest way to look at risk-taking, to be awesome at rejection, because I'm like the king of rejection. I get rejected every day. I do. If I'm doing it right, because it means I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. And I'm a dad. So, you know, I get rejected. My kids, my wife, my dog, you know, my dog doesn't come in. That's rejection. I'm screaming, Leo, come in, Leo, Leo, Leo. And he looks at me like I have three heads. He won't listen to me. But rejection is about getting what you want and not getting what you want. It's mm-hmm. really tied into that. So really everything's connected. But yeah. the Winner Learn book is all about helping people to really, really be brave enough to identify what they want, share it. And the steps in the book really help you to get somewhere great. And like the book says, you don't lose. And this is in the words of Nelson Mandela, I never lose, I either win or I learn.
Yeah. And that's a great way to look at it, because some people will, and that's one thing about sales. If you have a business, you have to go out there and get the clients and get the sales, have something valuable to offer to the marketplace. But then, you know, you have to go get it or your business is going to be soon out of business. But some people drown out really quickly, and maybe it's not for them, but it's really not taking it personally, realizing that every day there's going to be challenges where you don't influence the way you desire, but then there's tomorrow, and maybe tweak it. What did I not provide that they need, or am I reaching out to the wrong people?
Yes.
Sometimes you're kicking the wrong tires, as it were.
And that's a big problem, is that so many people interpret feedback and rejection as emotional. And in the book, I really help people to untangle the emotion from the information, because information is not emotional. Information will trigger certain emotions and we will have reactions to this information, but we are the ones who control how we react and how we want to respond. And the biggest, I'd say, you know, I know we have a short amount of time here, so I want to make sure that your listeners can get something really valuable that they can take with them. And in the book, I talk about this law of nature called the universal rejection truth. And the universal rejection truth is like gravity. It's irrefutable. It is a law of nature that says not everyone and everything will always respond to me the way I always want everyone and everything to respond. Doesn't matter how much you have, doesn't matter how you look, doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter the pigment in your skin or your what's on your birth certificate or your country of origin. The universal rejection truth affects us all. Now, it affects some people in more ways than others. Mm-hmm. And the universal rejection truth, it can be inherently unfair, but it's a part of nature that exists. So recognizing this truth, and in the book, I share this and explain this, and then saying, okay, now you know there's a truth. So if you don't get what you want and you're kicking those tires, the question you ask yourself is it me? Is it someone or something else? Mm-hmm. Or is it the universal rejection truth? Mm-hmm. But without knowledge of that truth, you have nowhere to go other than you or me. And that becomes a very difficult cycle that either tears us up or turns us into someone who's always looking over our shoulder, always blaming, hating, hiding, attacking.
That's a good way to put it. Now, I wonder, why do we get so emotional about rejection? The idea of just someone not going the way we want. Why does that happen?
Well, I mean, there's a physiological response when we get rejected. Our brain processes rejection the same way it processes physical pain. So when someone says no, or we don't get the outcome we expect, the more emotions that we have tied and channeled into this risk, the more we can get hurt. So there's this protective element of, I want to assess my risk so that I don't get hurt. But here's the thing. We are going to get hurt, because being a active member of this world, of this universe, means you're going to do things. You can't always wall yourself off and protect yourself. Mm-hmm. So the answer is, instead of trying to control everyone and everything and rejecting this concept, well, because I know it might hurt, and in fact, it will hurt, I need to build the strength. I need to practice habits and rituals that are going to empower me and enable me to have a higher threshold so I can tolerate the discomfort, you know, the actual pain that comes with being someone who says what you think and expresses how you feel. But the thing about being an adult is, we can be great at controlling our environment and controlling other people through power and money and influence, but we can never protect ourselves from being vulnerable in all of the different ways that are meaningful and contribute to having a balanced, healthy life.
Wow. So it sounds to me like one of the first things to do is to build up your resistance, but also to kind of put the emotions on the back burner, not to have it on the front burner and let everything affect you. How does someone go about that? Let's say that maybe they take everything really to heart on every single sales call. How do they begin to switch that?
Well, it's the awareness. And I've had a lot of salespeople who have said, you know, thank you for this. This awareness that, you know, we call it a numbers game and we say it's difficult to take risks, but we don't really identify this thing, this element of the universe that says, you know, you could be the best, the very best, and you're not always going to get what you want. And it's going to be painful because there's a physiological reaction. So now that I have awareness, it changes my entire lens, because now when I'm looking at my sales goals, when I'm identifying the people who have been able to create sales records, have been able to influence others, what you're going to discover is these people are great. They're great at rejection. They're great at untangling the emotion, and they are persistent and patient in going after what they want. So the mindfulness is really important to this process.
Yeah. You know, when you say that, I love that, because I recall one thing early on when I was starting my business and going out there and doing sales. It was hard to get the rejection, but there were some people I knew that weren't rejecting me per se for the me or my product or service, whatever. It was kind of like, right, not right now. And after we had a conversation, we got clear with that. I was like, okay, I have to be patient and kind, but come to them, you know, just check up. Oh, how's it going, Sarah? I know you were interested in la, la, la. How's it going? Can I be of any help? And I remember one gal said, wow, you're persistent. 6 months down the road, she's like, I am so ready. But, you know, it was a win at that moment. But to realize there were six rejections prior to that, and realizing if I just, as you said, persevere, keep staying with it in a, how did you say, awareness, but at the same time, not like, oh gosh, it's horrible, but realize, okay, not right now, but let's just be kind and be available.
And I walk people through this process in the book. And again, it's so simple. It's almost embarrassingly simple, like when I put it out there, because it's like, how could this be so easy to work through? But when you don't get what you want, you want to get that feedback. You're curious, because if you're offering something of value and somebody doesn't want that thing, and this is where you have to know you're worthy and deserving and what you're offering has value, then you really become curious. And it's actually a lot easier when it's a product or service, as opposed to, you know, my business is Help Me Harlan. It's me. If someone doesn't want me, yeah, that could be really painful, but I've gotten great at asking them the question, you know, why? Even my wife rejected me. Like, she rejected me on an online dating site. And then I magically bumped into this woman at the UPS store, and we dated for about 8 days, and she said she needed space. And in the past, I'd be like, oh, I really like being with you. How could you do this? But I said, you know, I'm just curious why. I said, if that's what you need, then you should do that. And then she reached back out to me, because when you're good with rejection, when somebody is honest with you and you say thank you, and this is, again, this is how I built my entire career. This is how I became a syndicated advice columnist. This is how I was able to get my Naked Roommate book on the New York Times bestseller list. This is why Win or Learn is going to be a book that is going to impact countless people, because it is not a sprint. It is a marathon. It is a ultra marathon. But the thing that distinguishes those who are able to close the deal and those who change direction and give up is this awareness that I'm going to build that relationship. You did that with that client. I mean, it was a beautiful thing. You said, thank you for being so honest. I just want to know why. And through rejection, you're able to build trust. You have dialogue. And we all know that there's going to be that provider who doesn't do a great job. There's going to be change. There's going to be an event. There's going to be something that is going to impact those current relationships. A contract might expire. Somebody may retire. And when you have that meaningful dialogue, that's been the foundation is a no, but you're willing to listen and engage, magic happens.
Yeah. It really does. And you hit on something very important there, is that it's not for just right now. It's for the long haul. And I think that's one thing that sometimes in our culture we miss in the American culture, is we've gotten so used to the right here, throw it away, get new stuff, or get the instant gratification, that there could be such a reward in the wait and being patient, that I'm going to keep building. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to ask the question, how can I serve? And be available. One guy said to me, he's a 5-time world record holder, and he said to me, the only difference between me and everyone else, people think I'm so different. The only thing different is that I don't give up. I just keep at it. And I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. And that, to your point of people want immediate gratification, I think especially when it comes to our younger employees, mm-hmm. when it comes to those people who are used to texting and Snapchat and all of these mechanisms now that create instant feedback. Well, if you're a young person who's starting in an industry, the patience piece is so pivotal. And I think also for someone who has 20 years under their belt, to really explaining the patience piece, but also understanding that the bigger relationships, our most meaningful relationships, are really based on offering without conditions. We offer without requiring someone to say or do one thing or another. And when we offer without conditions, we are less focused on closing the deal and trying to push our agenda. And we're more focused on listening to other people and responding based on their specific challenges and objections. Mm-hmm. And then we're able to build meaningful dialogue that will distinguish us from others. Mm.
That is such a fabulous point, Harlan. I recall many years ago, and this was during a big event, someone called me and wanted to be a sponsor with us and come to the live event and have a table. And I just knew her product and service was not going to match our audience. And, you know, as painful as it was to tell her no, because I would like extra cash, who wouldn't? I said, you know, I want this to benefit both of us, not just me. And so I told her, you know what, I think this other person who does more of what you do would be a better fit. And I don't just want to steer you in the wrong direction. But she referred other people to us because of that relationship building, realizing that we had her best interest. And so the not reward today could benefit later on when people know you have their best interest at heart.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do, especially in, you know, given when we're recording this, there's a lot of people who are hurting. There's a lot of people who are in pain. There's a lot of people who've depleted their savings. Yeah. They're not in a place of abundance and comfort. Mm-hmm. And when you are in a place of scarcity, when you're dealing with a lot of self-doubt and have been rocked pretty hard, mm-hmm. it's very difficult to offer without conditions because you need something so badly. Mm-hmm. And it's recognizing that the situation you're in is temporary. You will get, and when you offer without expecting or requiring, like mm-hmm. I can't even, it is amazing what's gone on in the past year. Just in my own world of doing service, of offering from a place of love and wanting to help, understanding we are all in the same place, and then having people want to upgrade when I'm offering one product. It's like, but could we do this? Could we do this? Could we do this other thing? I do these recorded conversations where I capture the narrative of people who are part of teams, and then I am able to communicate this, and I do it for all different age groups. But then people want to do more. I mean, I'm not even trying to sell it. All I'm doing is listening and offering and just saying, you know, here's something I think that can really help. And people can feel that more so than ever before.
They can. And that's such a wonderful tool right there, understanding that when you come from that true space. And there was a guy I know recently who had to upshift his whole business. It was actually a live events type person. Mm-hmm. And he said, I took it online and I did, I think, a 10-week session where he offered free valuable advice to anyone, no strings attached. And from that came so many sales that, again, he wasn't trying to even push. But that is when you come from that total sincere heart of giving, that people just feel and they're like, I want more of this. How can I get more?
That's been hard. You know, I'm somebody who's been doing this for 20, 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I come from a place where people buy services. You don't just do a seminar because you're doing it. You do it because people are going to pay you to do this. Yeah. And then there's a whole generation that's come into the professional world that says, you know what? I just give it and do it. And I give it and do it. I don't put it behind a paywall. Mm-hmm. And it really was very surprising to me. So I was like, how do you do, like, I need to make money. I got a family. I got like people to take care of. I can't just be like giving everybody everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've recognized, and it's been a change of, you know what? I'm giving everyone everything. And then if they want more, we can do more together, because there's always more. Even win or learn. I launched a 25-day risk-taking experiment. Uh-huh. If people go to my website, my Harlan Cohen website, it's H-A-R-L-A-N, which can be tricky, C-O-H-E-N. There's a win or learn experiment where anyone could participate in this. And it's all about, what do you want? Getting comfortable with the uncomfortable, finding your people and places, telling your stories if it's happened, celebrating, reflecting, and repeating, and continuing to do this again and again. And I walk people through this, and I've got videos that I put up every day, and people can do this. And it's free. You can just do it, because I know that if they do this, something wonderful will happen.
Yeah.
And we can build relationships.
Yeah. And what's so great, we had someone on just prior to you that, you know, this doesn't have to be the worst thing ever. I mean, a lot of businesses, as we said, are struggling. A lot of people have struggled, but a lot of people have had great, wonderful things come out at the end of the tunnel. That's been fabulous, that they never would have seen, experienced, or gone through had this not all happened. So if we can really, if you stick it out and we come at it together from a place of service, we really can come at it much better and stronger at the end.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that comes full circle with our conversation of this universal rejection truth. Well, there's a universal rejection truth of nature that says the world and everything around me won't always be exactly the way I want. You know, I didn't want a pandemic. I didn't want things to close. I have a large part of my income is speaking. And when everything shut down, it was a shock of like, oh my gosh, like what just happened? Mm-hmm. And that was the universal rejection truth. You know, I could sit there, fight it, hate it, hide it. But what I did is I said, you know what? I want to talk to students. I want to help people. So I created a new business, which has turned into an even more fulfilling business than I ever had before. Mm-hmm. And all I want to do is more of these. It's the cool. It's like, it's been so crazy. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was scary and, you know, but we did it. And, you know, I think that mentality is something I'm going to hang on to long after the pandemic, because it taught me to just do things that really reflect my heart and can offer light, and trusting that wonderful things will happen.
Yes, that is great. This has been such wonderful insights. I know will really enhance our audience, have them go out there and realize that those wonderful opportunities are there for you as well. Don't give up hope. And Harlan, I just have to thank you again for coming to Savvy Broadcast. And everyone go to harlancohen.com, get a copy of his latest book, Win or Learn, or his book prior, The Naked Roommate, a great read. And thank you so much, Harlan, for coming to Savvy Broadcasting.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
You betcha.
Like, subscribe, and share this episode. To listen to more Savvy episodes and Savvy Biz Tips, go to www.lifeunscriptedradio.com. To find out about our paid sponsorship opportunities or how to become a guest, email Christina at lifeunscriptedradio.com.
B-sides, rare finds, secret shows. Whether it's a must-see concert or a must-have coin, curious types crave interesting experiences. Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.
Learning is happening at any given moment around the world because of the Alzheimer's Association. They convene and connect researchers across 6 continents to share the latest in dementia research. Learn more at alz.org/anygivenmoment.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.